Here at 8:09 Central, we welcome in Shay joining us on behalf of Downtown North Platte, and you brought in your lovely daughter too, Piper.
I did.
Piper, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Golly, she grew up, Shay. Last time I saw her, she came in before you took on the cycle sport. You're just doing the screen print over at Whitetail, and she voiced a Christmas ad for you, I believe.
Yes, yeah, that was quite a while ago, and it seems like she grew up overnight.
Yeah, that's kind of how that works, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's not okay.
Must be feeding her.
Is she your oldest?
No, I have a 26-year-old. They're 13 years apart.
Slow learner, aren't you?
I don't know. I tend to think that was the smart way to go because, you know, he graduated high school and then she started kindergarten, so I didn't have to be spread in two different directions.
That was a little better.
Focus on one, then focus on the other.
The spectrum, too.
Better than we did.
Right.
I wanted 4 years apart so I didn't have two of them in college at the same time.
Smart financial decision. Smart financial decision. So Downtown North Platte, Shay, it's really thriving. It's popping. I was downtown past couple of days. I've had a tough time finding a parking spot. Former Mayor Livingston always talked about he loves it when that happens. And ever since then, I can hear Dwight in my head going, this is a good problem to have.
But the really cool thing, if you really pay attention, all of those license plates, they're from out of state.
Mm-hmm.
They're not even local. So they're coming off of the interstate, and they're taking that extra mile trip and heading to our downtown to check it out. It's such a neat culture down there now.
Absolutely. And have the other sign up for the canteen district. That looks beautiful.
It is. I think it was TK's Welding did that, and they did a marvelous job putting all that metal together. That's good.
Yeah, it was a group effort by quite a bit of people. Condon's did the lettering, and we had TK's, like you said, welded it together, and we had Steels involved with helping get it put up. And so it was just, you know, we believe in shop local, and so we wanted to use local people for this project.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Yep, absolutely.
Piper, exciting activities coming downtown this weekend.
Yep, we got the Halloween walk tomorrow from 1 to 3, and there will be a costume contest, and so you can register for that at 2 o'clock, and the judging will begin at 2:30, and there will be cash prizes.
Cash prizes.
And well, I believe
she
cash
sounds like she's done this.
I mean, I've been doing it since I was two, so I was a little bumblebee my first year, just running around.
Are you going to be in costume tomorrow night?
I will probably bring some friends, and we'll help out, and I'm sure we will be in costume.
Yeah, she kind of went from trick-or-treater to volunteer. You know, when your mom does stuff, she kind of gets roped into volunteering and helping out. So
that's worse than
now. Now, can we divulge what costume you will be in, what you will be coming as?
I mean, my dad's got a really nice Rocky, like the boxer. He's got a nice onesie, so I might steal that, and I might be a boxer. Yeah, so I might be Rocky. We'll have to see.
You don't Rocky know what else your dad has in the closet?
I don't know if we want to go that far.
Shay, Halloween walk downtown North Platte, a great tradition, and it's continuing. It's alive and well.
It is, and, you know, when back in the day when Piper did it, we were talking about this the other day, and she's like, you know, the kids and the families, they have a really cool downtown to trick-or-treat in now, because before it wasn't that cool, and now it's pretty cool. So we'll have registration for that costume contest like she talked about at 2 o'clock and judging at 2:30. You can register it. We call it Central Circle. I know people call it Central Square, but since it's kind of in the shape of a circle there at 5th and Dewey, it's our Central Circle, and those cash prizes are sponsored by some local businesses. Piper, who's sponsoring that?
So the cash prizes are sponsored by Brown Shoe Fit, Western Nebraska Bank, and the North Platte Bulletin. And the prizes will go out to Best Dressed Boy, Girl, and Group.
Oh, awesome. How much fun.
Very good.
Yeah.
It was really cool. Back in my day when I was trick-or-treating downtown North Platte, we still had the Pawnee open.
Yes.
The trick-or-treating the Pawnee was amazing. You remember
yes,
that,
Jay? I do. I do. Because when Tanner was little and we would take him there and you got to go up into the ballroom and they had different activities up there. And it was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
It was amazing.
It was really cool.
Mm-hmm. Someday we'll get there again.
We're in progress.
We are. And it's really cool, too, because it's not just the downtown businesses. There are different organizations that are going to be setting up along the street. So
awesome.
There's going to be the roller derby team. They're going to be skating around handing out candy.
Cool.
We'll have a fire truck, bounce house.
The police department's going to be there.
Yeah, a lot of activities going on.
Shay, Piper, anything else you guys like to add this morning?
Just be downtown. Park in the outer lying parking spaces because, of course, we'll have downtown closed.
Sure.
6th Street will not be closed, So just make sure you're washing for those families crossing from Parkade Plaza over to downtown. So just be real cognizant of, you know, it's kids hopped up on sugar. They don't always listen to their parents.
They're
excited.
Their costumes. They're going to see their friends. They're trick-or-treating.
Right. Yeah. So just watch for those as you're driving around
good
and trying to find a parking place.
Good
and
safety tip. Yeah.
Plenty of parking over the Parkade Plaza, too,
yes.
Like you said, Shane.
All the outlying lots. So even if you want to park, you know, on the other side of 4th Street or behind Good Life on the Bricks, really there's no starting place. You know, you just kind of hop in line and work your way down the corridor.
Ladies, thank you for stopping by the studio. Appreciate the great work you're doing for our downtown community.
Thank you, and
thanks.
Happy Halloween.
Absolutely. Rick and I will continue the local conversation next on Mugs of the Morning, presented to you by local shelter insurance agents Pete Voles, Brent Rogo, and Bo Widd. Community strong all day long.